Hello, welcome to this Platform 10 Political Short. I'm grateful to be joined by Tim Harford, author of ADAPT, Why Success Always Starts with Failure. Tim, what is the thesis you promote in ADAPT?
This is a book about how complex problems are solved. And I was looking at climate change, the financial crisis, the war in Iraq, all sorts of problems that face us in the world today. And what came out again and again as I was investigating all of these problems was that they're too complex to solve by just rounding up some smart people and figuring the thing out from a desk. These problems are always solved through a process of trial and error. And so the book is a plea for more trial and error and institutions which are more capable of using trial and error in a productive way.
Okay, that sounds great. But can failure, in terms of, because obviously if you have trial and error, the error is the important part as well in this system, but can failure work in government policy making? I mean, if you fail, are you destroying a child's education or neglecting a pensioner's health?
Well, I think there are two parts to that question. The question is, can trial and error produce good policy? And then the second part is, can it be good politics? So thinking about the policy, clearly there's an ethical concern if you are say, running a randomised controlled trial to investigate two different ways of teaching children to read. If one of them doesn't work, then there are children who haven't been taught to read as well as they might have been. But to be honest, this is a problem that the medical profession, which I write about in my book, have been wrestling with for decades, actually centuries, and they've got over it. They've realised that the alternative to these controlled experiments is uncontrolled experiments that don't actually tell you anything at all. We're always trying new things. We're always failing. The question is, do we actually want to evaluate and learn from the mistakes we make? So it can make good policy. And the second question is, can it be good politics? And here I'm a bit more concerned. One of the messages of the book is, in a market, you can have 50 failures, one success. If the success is General Electric or the success is Google, then that's fine. In science, you can also have 50 failures, one success. That can also be fine, as long as you're getting rid of the failures quickly and promoting the successes. But in politics, I think a politician knows 50 things can be going right and no one wants to talk about them. And the one failure will be the talk of the week or possibly the talk of the next general election campaign. So I'm not surprised that politicians are a little more wary.
Okay, so do you think the situation can change? Do you think we'll ever get a time where a candidate says, vote for me, I promise to have more failures than my opponent?
I hope so. I mean, this is partly a case of just simple respect for evidence. The moment you actually start looking at evidence, you start looking at data about what works and what doesn't, you realise a lot of ideas simply don't work. A lot of ideas that are long cherished and politicians sort of seem to hang their entire careers on them don't really work. And if the British public were a little bit more interested in evidence, I think they would also recognise the need for experimentation. So I would love a politician to be able to go out there and say, I've got ideas for reforming the education system. We've got some money. We're going to spend the money. We're going to raise standards. We've got six ideas for raising standards, and we don't think they'll all work. So we'll pilot them, and the ones that work, we'll pay to roll out nationally. The ones that don't work, we won't waste any more money on. I mean, I sort of feel that that's the sort of pitch that should be acceptable to people, but I do worry. And I think one of the things that's very disturbing is people seem to hate a U-turn. Margaret Thatcher, U-turn if you want to, the lady's not for turning. Tony Blair, I don't have a reverse gear. Now, I wouldn't try and sell you a car that didn't turn and didn't reverse, but we rewarded those politicians with six general election victories. I think that's probably just lazy journalism. If you can't be bothered to figure out what works or what doesn't work, you can at least spot when a politician has changed his mind and you can talk about that instead.
Yes, well, so, okay, so how would David Cameron react today? Because obviously we have U-turn over the NHS, U-turn over the justice system. If David Cameron asked you for advice, what would you tell him to say to the press when they say that to him?
Well, I don't think he should be particularly proud of a U-turn that's done simply because they threw an idea out and they didn't like the politics of it, they didn't like the way the media had reacted to it. So I think good politics, as well as good policy, involves setting expectations from the start. You know, stop talking about listening exercises and all that rubbish and just say, well, look, we've got this particular idea, we think it might work, we're going to try it out, we're going to pilot it on a small scale, we'll evaluate it rigorously, we'll come back and we'll tell you whether it worked or not. And then if it didn't work, then we'll do the U-turn and we'll happily defend that. So I think it's partly about setting expectations ahead of time.
Thank you, Tim. That was very interesting.